Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville blasting yesterday's announcement of a new round of $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. He suggests the U.S. may now be backing a losing war effort, noting Ukrainian President Zelensky's recent move to oust his Minister of Defense.
You don't fire your Minister of Defense if things are going well. It's like firing your defensive coordinator. Something's going wrong.
Rescuers rushing to save an American man trapped in the third deepest cave in Turkey after he became ill. Some 150 rescuers are involved in a complex operation to save Mark Dickey, who is part of a research team in Murka Valley. In the Murka sinkhole, with a depth of over 4,000 feet, during an exploration mission, apparently he became ill. They were able to send units of blood to him. His condition is currently stable, and he is able to walk on his own. President Joe Biden's administration finalizing plans for a program it argues will further reduce air pollution from heavy-duty engines and vehicles across the U.S. But truckers are arguing the proposed standards will actually crush the supply chain and put the American food supply at risk. Some truckers believe that complying with the EPA's clean energy mandates, many small trucking companies will be pushed out of business, tightening trucking capacity nationwide and causing severe price inflation worse than we have right now, which will be passed down to consumers. A health alert has been issued by the CDC in response to recent reports of a fatal bacterial infection that thrives in warm coastal waters. At least 80,000 people get that infection each year. Of those infected, about 100 people will die. This is USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Kourtney Kardashian says she's full of gratitude after experiencing a scary medical complication during her pregnancy. As someone who has had three really easy pregnancies in the past, I wasn't prepared for the fear of rushing into urgent fetal surgery. She said walking out of the hospital with her baby boy in her stomach and safe was the truest blessing. You hear there is the Danish Chamber Orchestra, accompanied by three dogs, for their recent performance of the Hunting Symphony by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's father, Leopold. The Kansas City Chiefs embarking on a quest for something that hasn't been done in the NFL since the 2003 and 2004 seasons, winning back-to-back Super Bowl titles. Patrick Mahomes has been dominant since he took over as the team's starting quarterback. He's led the Chiefs to five consecutive AFC championship games, three Super Bowls in the last 4 years, and two victories, including last year over the Philadelphia Eagles. But the task, incredibly difficult and getting tougher by the year. The Chiefs starting their season tonight against the Detroit Lions. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Bill Martinez live TV show. Great to have you with us. You know, growing up in the Watergate era, we were told that Woodward and Bernstein were the bastions of professional journalism, right? But for them, we would not know the whole truth and nothing but about Watergate. But little did you know, like so many things that we're learning these days, that all things are not exactly as they seem. And certainly this is the case when you consider what happened during the era of Watergate. The author of the book Postgate, John O'Connor, is going to be joining us in just a moment. He explains how the Washington Post betrayed Deep Throat, covered up Watergate, and began today's partisan advocacy journalism. Now, the conventional wisdom I mentioned of Watergate is turned on its head by Postgate, revealing that the Post did not uncover Watergate as much as it covered it up. I'll give you a moment to let that circle around your brain and see if you can catch this. The Nixon administration itself, involved in a cover-up, was the victim of a journalistic smokescreen that prevented mitigation of its criminal guilt. As a result of the paper's successful misdirection, today's strikingly deceptive partisan journalism can be laid at the doorstep of the Washington Post. Now, I know the movie told you something else, but here's the whole truth and nothing but. And we bring the author and lawyer of the book Postgate, John O'Connor, to join us now. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be with you, Bill.
Well, you know, your book, though, was written, you know, several years ago. Boy, it's so appropriate today. And who would have thought, as you were unraveling the journalistic shenanigans of the Washington Post, how diabolical it could become. And here we are in today's America, not even trusting, you know, journalists or the mainstream media anymore.
Well, that's right. When I started representing Mark Felt, and for years I had known he was Deep Throat, and worked with him and then tried to get out his story, I still believed that the great shining example of good journalism was Watergate journalism.
Right.
That it had hit the mark. Now, as I got into it, I dealt more directly with the Post, I started having questions to such a degree, and I explained this in Postgate, that I decided to go back and look at the original journalism and also what we knew at the time or what was known to someone at the time.
Right.
And what I found was that the Post knew far more from the very outset, from the very first day, knew far more about the whys and wherefores of this burglary than did the Oval Office. Now, let's let that sink in. The Post knew more about this from the very first day than did the Oval Office. Now, we have got, for instance, there's a good book recently that came out that tries to hew to the post line,
mm-hmm.
but unwittingly talks about how even a year after the burglary, the White House people are still scratching their heads trying to figure out if somebody from the administration had actually authorized this silly caper.
Right.
And their realization comes to be that, no, John Mitchell did not do this. Boy, we're surprised he really didn't order this. Mm-hmm. They always suspected that he must have, that he was just lying about his participation.
Right.
And of course, then they realized that he hadn't ordered it. The Post knew that from the beginning. And the Post will admit it now. Now, today, in the light of hindsight, they will admit that John Mitchell, the Attorney General of Nixon, was not behind the burglary. So the question is raised, well, who did order this burglary and what was it about?
Exactly.
The Post knew.
John, let me ask you this. Let's hold on this one idea, first of all, and that is, you know, our viewers are saying, how did the Post know more about Watergate than the White House? What was their inside channel?
Well, here's what I would say. First of all, the White House did not know about this, at least the important guys. There were a couple junior aides that probably got hooked in by the CIA folks, Howard Hunt and James McCord, who had infiltrated. But let me give you a couple facts here, Bill.
Yeah.
When the Post had reporters right on site, they had a fellow who was so in with the police that they let him into the crime site scene. A fellow named Alfred Lewis, who then collaborated with Woodward and Bernstein for the first articles.
Right.
I'll give you one example. I'll give you two examples. First of all, everything was happening not in the part of the offices where the DNC even was. All the action was in an affiliated organization whose offices were right across the street from the wiretap monitor that had nothing to do with the DNC. They were listening to a phone that had nothing to do with the DNC. The Post knew that right away.
Mm-hmm.
They also knew something else. I'm going to tell your audience about this because this is fascinating. This has never been reported by the Post, not in 50 years. There was a violent struggle between one of the arresting police officers and one of the burglars. One of the burglars, when told to assume the position against the wall,
mm-hmm.
reached into his pocket to grab something. The policeman said, stop or I'll shoot. Stop, don't do that. The guy persisted, went into his pocket, pulled something out, and tried to get rid of it. It turned out it was a desk key, a little desk key, that was attached to a little pocket notebook that the guy had in his thing. He tried to get rid of it. The arresting officer said, I almost had to break his arm.
Wow.
The fellow that was getting rid of it, a guy named Eugenio Martinez, one of the so-called Cubans.
Right.
He was actually an active CIA agent. There's no doubt about it. I'm not making this up. At the time, he was on the CIA's payroll. All
mm-hmm.
right. So that's number one. Number two, he was trying to get rid of this key. Why? As the arresting officer said at the time, he said, I almost had to break his arm. He got the key, and it later turned out to be a key to a desk in that part of the office that I talked about.
Right.
But as the officer said, it identified the target. Now, did the Post ever tell the public the area the burglars were in as having nothing to do with the DNC or the campaign? No. Did they tell about this dramatic, dramatic struggle with the officer? No.
Huh.
Did they tell about the desk key? No. The most single important piece of evidence in our most important political scandal that undid the most powerful administration on the face of the earth for the most powerful country.
Let me ask you this, John, real quick. This really points to a CIA/FBI operation. This is what this starts to smell of, right?
Well, it's not an FBI operation. The FBI... Right away, when they investigated, they were very straight. Other than the top guy in the FBI who was a Nixon appointee, the top guy in the FBI was my client, Mark Felt.
Okay.
From the very first day, Bill, felt and his agents thought that this was a botched CIA job. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it turns out it was a botched CIA job. The White House was sort of suspecting that the CIA was kind of involved. They were told that they weren't by the CIA, of course, who was lying about it. Mm-hmm. But they suspected it, and the Post just made fun of them. Yeah. They just said, oh, you're just trying to put this off on the CIA.
Right.
And in fact, it was a CIA job. Now, that was a long answer to your question about whether it was a CIA-FBI job. It was a CIA job.
CIA, definitely.
Which the FBI knew about.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
John O'Connor. He's Deep Throat's lawyer, and he's also author of the book Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat. covered up Watergate began today's partisan advocacy journalism. You know, to your point on this, it's interesting also, and we can bring this up and talk in more detail. Recently, it was again brought to our attention, speaking of the CIA, and maybe why they made a point of going after Nixon is because Nixon had, you know, he made the claim that the CIA was responsible for JFK's assassination. Is there any relevancy to that, John?
Well, not in terms of Watergate. One of the things he did say on the tape, John Dean had talked Nixon into trying to call the FBI off the Mexican money trail investigation by saying a CIA investigation might be uncovered. Nixon thought that was a false claim. In fact, the CIA was probably involved. But Nixon did allude to the fact that there were a lot of secrets that Nixon knew about the CIA that Richard Helms, the head of the CIA, would not want Nixon to unearth. Mm-hmm. So he made that offhand comment. And I think he's probably talking about a lot of things that surrounded, not directly involved in the assassination, but surrounded the assassination that Nixon knew about from his vice presidency. Remember, right. Nixon started going after Castro in 1959, and he authorized these assassination squads and knew all about it and knew what the CIA was doing there.
Right.
So I think Nixon was alluding to that, but none of this had to do with the Kennedy assassination. Nixon just made an offhand comment about Helms and having the need to continue to hide things.
Right.
There's a rich vein about the CIA, but it's irrelevant to Watergate.
Okay. Well, good to know, because that was recently brought up, and you go, okay, again, you know, as we always say, John, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, conspiracy rules, and certainly we've had so many theories about, you know, JFK's assassination. And of course, you're bringing up some things here that seem to lend a little bit of credence to some of the suspicion that we have, because, you know, how much can we trust the CIA?
Well, we can't. I mean, part of their role is to lie.
Yes.
In fact, it's
amazing that, I mean, and just flat out, and they will tell you straight up, that's our job. We were born to lie, right?
Right. And Bill, let me tell you something else. They had the CIA dead to rights on some lies that they told Congress. I'm trying to think which ones they were.
Mm-hmm.
And part of their defense was that it's okay to lie. And furthermore, that the senators, Richard Russell of Georgia is an old one, and he was one of their big supporters. And there's another fellow too, that these fellows that they told Russell and these guys, look, you understand we have to lie when we go to, we can't talk our secrets in public.
Right.
And in fact, there is some logic to it. If you're going to keep things secret, you shouldn't have to go to a congressional hearing and tell them in open forum.
Mm-hmm.
And they got out of, and I think one of the reasons Richard Helms only got busted to a misdemeanor for some other lies, it wasn't Watergate, but some other lies, he got busted to a misdemeanor from a felony because he had the CIA lies defense.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, and that's highly ironic because when it came to the Iran-Contra affair years later, I guess there were Reagan administration people got convicted of lying.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the same thing. They were lying about national defense. And you know, maybe we shouldn't be subjecting people to these questions in public. But, yes, the CIA lies quite a bit. They lie for a living. There's a book by Tim Weiner of the New York Times, and he's clearly a progressive guy, hates everything conservative. But he writes in his book Legacy of Ashes that the CIA has been lying for decades. Now, he himself helps out the CIA's cause by ignoring everything that happened in Watergate, but that's what happens. People hate Nixon so much that they're willing to cover in the mainstream media for the CIA.
Exactly.
And Woodward, by the way, Woodward had a deal with the guy who was heading the CIA's cover company, Mullen & Company, was a cover company that Howard Hunt worked for.
Mm-hmm.
CIA documents show that Woodward had a deal with the head of Mullen & Company to keep their role hidden. So the CIA's documents say we had a deal with Woodward. Right. And there are other evidence that the CIA approached the Post and the law firm for the Democrats to keep the CIA role hidden.
John, why is it that I suspect with Woodward and Bernstein, they were young reporters, in handling a case of this magnitude, that maybe the Post thought initially, as they came across this, that they became, in a sense, if I could say, useful idiots, that they were expendable. I mean, if they really stepped on a landmine and blew themselves up, that was going to be okay with the Post. But as things worked out, you know, having cover by the CIA, and as this thing unraveled, they were a bit protected. And as you say, what they said in demotion, you know, little did we know how they were going to rewrite the rules of journalism going forward.
Well, here's something. The Post really was in this by necessity, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
Even though they were covering up for the CIA, they had to cover up for the CIA, because if they let the world know what the CIA was doing, it would have told the world that the DNC had a bordello referral program going through the DNC. And the DNC and the Post were locked together at the hip. Their general counsel, Joseph Califano, the Democratic politician, mm-hmm. was also the general counsel of the Post. And the Post had proudly been the Democratic paper of record since 1877. When they were founded, they were founded as a Democratic paper.
Right.
So in order to protect the Post, no, I'm sorry, in order to protect their twin sister, the DNC, they had to protect the CIA, because otherwise, so remember this, the Democrats filed suit against the Republicans the day after the burglary.
Mm.
So this was a Republican versus Democrat thing from the beginning. So the Post had to cover up for Democrats. And also they wanted, of course, to skewer Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
So Woodward and Bernstein, their job was simply to skewer Nixon and,
right.
and ignore all other evidence and focus right on Nixon. Now, there were things, obviously, that Nixon did, but no one understood the context of what Nixon was doing and the context of the fact that John Dean was their advisor, who had a completely different interest than the Nixon White House. But nonetheless, they needed to get Nixon before Nixon got to them. And so that's what this thing was about. It's like it's eerily reminiscent of today.
I was going to say.
So that's how we got. Like, think about Russiagate. You know, mm-hmm. rather mm-hmm. than get Hillary for everything she did, she points the guns towards Trump, and it works. The
yes.
press goes along with it. Everybody's focus is on, oh, Trump must be colluding with the Russians,
right.
and nobody and people ignore what Hillary's doing back in her own backyard.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as you say, here's the Post, basically a media arm of the DNC. And today, all media, just about, including the social media oligarchs, John, are operative PR arms for the DNC, are they not?
Well, that's how this whole thing started. Mm-hmm. Remember, Watergate was ripe for this. Watergate journalism was ripe for this because we spent all this action in the 60s and early 70s. You know, civil rights, women's rights, mm-hmm. Sort of the youth movement, anti-Vietnam, anti-war.
Right.
All of it was sort of a liberal protest movement, which would have been just that. I mean, Americans accommodate protest. They
right.
they accommodate the best of protest and get rid of the worst. And it wasn't ideological up to that point. It's one right. side that wants to debate. These are the sort of the non-ideological conservatives and moderates that don't have an ideology. Mm-hmm. And then you have the ideological people that are basically canceling and punishing speech. So, for example, it's one thing to say, I believe that the climate is this. I believe climate is this. No, you have to demonize your opposition by talking about them being climate deniers. They're
exactly.
terrible. Oh, you think there's something wrong with this election? The Post isn't saying, listen, let's debate this. We think we're right, but let's debate it. No. They're election deniers.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville blasting yesterday's announcement of a new round of $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. Rescuers rushing to save an American man trapped in the third deepest cave in Turkey. They were able to get Mark Dickey 6 units of blood. His condition currently stable. He is able to walk on his own. President Joe Biden's administration finalizing plans for a program it argues will further reduce air pollution from heavy-duty engines and vehicles across the United States. But truckers are arguing the proposed standards will crush the supply chain and put the American food supply at risk. A health alert has been issued by the CDC for reports of a fatal bacterial infection that thrives in warm coastal waters. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call. The fight, the fight, your call. You've come so far, keep going.
Haven't presented one iota of evidence that the 2020 election was legitimate, and you've got a majority of Americans, John O'Connor, that insist that there was something fishy that happened in the 2020 elections.
Well, that's right. I'm just reading a book now called Debunked.
Jill Freed.
Recommended by Joseph Freed.
Exactly.
But he goes through the evidence. He's an auditor, and by God, you don't realize how much stuff there was. Remember, none of the court suits purported to actually decide the elections on their merits. Quite the contrary, and I agree with this. The judges said, wait a second, the election's over. I can't bring in 2 million witnesses into my courtroom to decide whose votes count and whose don't. There may be irregularities up the wazoo,
right,
but the court is not the place to do this. That's why you have election sites, and you should have safeguards there. But if you don't have them, it's too bad. You can't get the genie back in the bottle later on.
What's the remedy for the American people? I mean, I get it. I mean, you'd have to turn, you know, this constitutional republic on its head because it chose to ignore evidence and go forward. And, you know, like Mike Pence said the other night, he's looking for affirmation that he did the right thing. I mean, look at, if you did the right thing, that should settle it. You don't need seven other people in the debate stage to give you some sort of affirmation. To me, that was really puny on his part.
Well, that's right. That was sort of silly. That's just him drawing attention to himself. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the point is well made that that the press was so partisan here on this election stuff that anybody who raises a peep of protest is an election denier, or as the January 6th committee keeps saying, big lie, big lie, big lie. Two of the suits against Trump, two of the charges against Trump basically say, oh, he lied about these six states. Well, wait a second. He was never given the opportunity to prove the case, nor should he have been, in my view, because courts aren't equipped for that.
Right.
But now he's in court and they're accusing him of lying. Now, that's a big difference. It's one thing to say the courts are not the right place to decide this. It's quite another to say he's lying when he said, I think there's something rotten in Denmark here.
Exactly.
So that's what we have here. But my issue is the press loves to cancel and shame. And, of course, they're doing that in conjunction with the congressional Democrats. And now the prosecutors are trying to shame and cancel. And you can look at these things as efforts to stymie free speech. Most people, certainly most moderate and conservative people, will say there's a lot wrong with this election.
Exactly.
And one of the reasons that they are continuing to pursue this is they don't want election remedies. What we should be doing today is not talking about Trump's indictments, but how do we make sure that there aren't millions and millions of ballots that are just going out there willy-nilly that any vote harvester can come up and pick out of the trash?
Exactly.
And then go vote those ballots. I mean, there are millions of ballots floating around, and nobody's checking their signature.
Yeah.
It's presumed in Michigan that the signatures were all right. Stacey Abramson just about got a law passed that you couldn't check a signature. So that's what they want permanently, not just during COVID. They want this permanently. And so what happens? We're now getting to a point where elections can kind of be fixed. It's almost like we're a banana republic. And the whole point for our discussion, Bill, is that they're silencing people like you and me from raising points that we should be looking forward to having a fair election with safeguards. We should be like Europe. Europe doesn't have 30-day voting. They don't have absentee voting except in tiny, limited circumstances. You really have to go through a lot to get a mail-in ballot. And that's where we should be going. But we're not going there because we're getting shouted down and insulted by indictments, by the mainstream media just talking about election deniers. Oh, they're still talking about the election. That's terrible.
Right.
And to their point, I wish Trump would not say, I won, so much as, let's reform this thing. This was a terrible election. We should all agree that it was a terrible election, okay? And we really are kind of guessing as to whether he would have won or not. I mean, I happen to think that there's a good chance he did win. But my point is, I don't know.
And they're used to being told what to believe. And this is what, you know, the mainstream media and the power forces, the political power forces, you know, that we talked about earlier, this is what they're counting on, is that America has been dumbed down. This is why we keep encouraging them. Say, look, you've got to own your own knowledge. Don't take my word. Don't take John's word for it. Hopefully what we're sharing with you motivates you enough to do a deeper dive. Check it out for yourself, because, you know, the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, the environment is such, as you point out, John, is the left doesn't want to have a conversation. They don't want to debate these issues because it takes time. It takes intellect. It takes a desire to really find a, you know, a higher level of operation and to move more towards, as the Constitution talks about, that more perfect union. They don't want to handle that process. That's too hard for them. And so it's easier for them to invalidate you, shut you up, and take control, because in their own conviction, they know better than 340 million people.
Well, that's right. It goes against the spirit. The whole idea of America was based on this notion of liberalism. And that means free speech, marketplace of ideas, classical liberalism. And John Stuart Mill talks about it. You want to argue, and that's the way each side gets to argue, and the better argument wins, and so forth. And that's why we had the First Amendment, redress grievances, free speech, and so forth. But what's happening now is that half of the, and it's not, it's really less than half of the country, is figuring out you want to stop free speech. You want to stop the flow of debate and argument. I'm a great believer that if you debate, no matter how crazy each one side might be, the truth will be outed. However,
yeah, and everybody's all the better for it, John. I mean, I would hope that that's the America. I mean, that's the America I want to live in.
Well, that's right. And de Tocqueville, when he visited America from France in 1839 or so, he had just experienced the despotism of a democracy over in France. That is to say that a democracy can be as despotic as an authoritarian or royalist regime of some kind.
Right.
And he was worrying about that because what he said was, if you get into the despotic democracy, which is where our country's headed now, you infantilize your citizens. You try to make them trusting and believe whatever it is that is dictated to them. And it's working to some degree here. About half of our population is infantilized.
Yes.
They believe whatever path the mainstream media puts out there, and then their good boys and girls will pat you on the head. You're believing the right things. Now, don't mess up your head with any of these debates.
And those stay away from those crazy conservatives.
That's right. And why is it, Bill, that on our college campuses, so many kids need safe spaces? Whenever there's an argument that's going to intrude on their safe spaces, they don't know how to handle it.
How weird.
They're not taught to argue and debate. They're taught dogma. And then when somebody comes in with a fact that pierces that dogma, they don't want to hear it. And so the press, one of the things they're doing besides putting out just one side of the story, they're also punishing anybody who might try to pierce that side of the story.
Exactly.
And that's where the real problem gets in destroying a country that's supposed to be built on free exchange of ideas. If we don't have that, and we're getting there now, where you can't say something, where Congress is talking about one side of the spectrum having a big lie, now you've got serious problems with your democracy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at tcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're talking with the lawyer for Deep Throat. John O'Connor is with us, author of the book Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. John, we've gone full circle with this because here we are. I mean, a lot, and you referenced this, a lot that we're experiencing today in some, regards is similar to Watergate, what Donald Trump is experiencing, what this country is going through once again.
Oh, yeah. It's Watergate on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Watergate on steroids. I mean, Nixon was unfairly pilloried.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what was going on. He got bad advice from his junior counsel who didn't know what happened. John Dean knew exactly what had happened.
Right.
But he didn't let anybody in the White House know. He was a compromised guy.
Yes.
So Nixon was unfairly treated. But the unfairness and the lies that were promulgated by the Post and Watergate seem like nothing today, given what the way our press is today. And remember, back in 1972, all my 60s wild brethren from the campuses, they were just starting out as faculty members. They were just starting out in the media.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have control. People our age have control, Bill.
Yes.
And they self chose themselves to head up the media, to head up the universities, to head up social work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have. We have this elite group showing us, we have this elite group that is really the vanguard now. And, it's just a shame.
Right.
And it's very hard to get out of this trap.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Donald Trump revealed to America, just like he did the problem with the southern border, the deep state, you know, but for Donald Trump, nobody was talking about the deep state before, John.
That's right. And one of the things that, one of the reasons, and people on the left don't realize this, one of the reasons that Donald Trump has been so popular is is that he comes right at them and he won't cow to their nonsense. You know, whereas George Bush, when this happened, when George W. was in office, he and Laura and Condi Rice just sort of slunk back in their offices after being heroic in helping this country get out of 9/11. And rather than bucking them up, oh, no, now we just started jumping on them. Once we're safe, they crawled out from under their beds and they went after the guy. And Republicans see that their representatives are getting pilloried by these folks. And nobody's standing up to them and saying, BS, I'm fighting back.
Well, they're part and parcel of the problem, John. I mean, this is all what has developed the Uniparty. They're no longer Republican. We call them rhinos and that, but I mean, you know, it's like they're more interested in the Beltway cocktail parties and being served by this deep state constituency than serving their constituents themselves.
Well, except I will give them a little bit of a defense. I will say this. These guys just don't have the appetite or the constitution to fight everybody. Mm-hmm. They want to go to a cocktail party. They want to go to a restaurant without people hissing at them and booing. Mm-hmm. And this is what Saul Alinsky said in his Rules for Radicals. Anytime somebody says something opposite to you, you shame them. You call them out. You demonize them.
Yes, exactly.
Now, Trump is one guy who wasn't going to take it, and he was going to fight back. And that's why he has such a passionate following. People don't understand, oh, how could this country be so stupid as to follow this brash real estate developer? Well, guess what? This brash real estate developer is not afraid to stick his face right into yours and saying, no, you're talking nonsense. Exactly. Recall this, Bill. Recall this incident. It was during the debates, and maybe it was 2012, 2008. I don't know when it was, maybe 2016. Where John King, the moderator, started out by questioning Newt Gingrich about his infidelities and his visiting his wife on his deathbed and so forth. And Newt Gingrich just went right after John King and says, this is disgusting that you're bringing this up in a presidential debate and so forth. The crowd went wild. Mm-hmm. They went wild because somebody was talking back to these guys in the press. Exactly. They would never say this to anybody on the other side. They would never say this to Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. They try to make a big thing out of this thing with Newt Gingrich, just try to get into some little peccadillo in his life. Yeah. And people don't like that. People see this. It's a mean-spirited bunch. Mm-hmm. And Trump, to his credit, says, I don't care. Keep doing it. Keep going after me. I'm not going to be stopped. I'm a rampaging bull. You can stick these little pins in me. It's not going to do anything. And that's the source of his appeal.
Exactly.
And people don't realize this. It's an anti-press appeal.
Well, look what's happening. All these indictments, his polling numbers keep going up. They're freaking out going, wait a minute. When is this guy going to fold up? And his followers just keep increasing in numbers. His fundraising increases. And the rest of his competition on the debate stage just pales in insignificance.
Well, that's right. And I think to a certain degree it backfired a bit on the Democrats that Trump has become so popular because of this. That said, my fear is that the middle of the electorate will be influenced by this. And I think now the Democrats are looking at this and saying, hey, we may have made Trump stronger and maybe this is really brilliant on our part. I don't think they intended it.
Right.
But it won't ruin him for the nomination. But we'll ruin them in the general, they hope.
Mm-hmm.
And so that remains to be seen. I personally am worried that he's going to get convicted before the election. And then there are going to be some people that are going to be wary of voting for Trump, in more or less in the middle of the spectrum.
Yes.
And so I've been worried about that for a while. I don't know what to do about it because I'm in a position now of saying, gee, you know, if I support DeSantis, will that be looked upon as an insult to Trump?
Right.
You know, and nobody wants to go out and kick a guy while he's being kicked by the press. That's the problem. Right. You don't want to criticize Trump, you know, and look, Trump did not do us any good by not helping out in Georgia after the 2020 election. He should have helped out more in Georgia and not done what he did. We probably could have had a Senate that was Republican. So, yes, there's things to criticize him about. People were dissatisfied with him for some of these things. But now he's getting attacked, and here it is again.
Yeah.
So now everyone more or less just feels almost disloyal if they don't say, gee, you know, go get him, Trump. And I got to say that every time they do something to him, I want to say, go get him.
Yeah.
Go get him, Trump. Fight back.
Exactly. Well, and as he put it, you know, he's fighting for all of us, John. I mean, because
right.
if they can do this for to him, they're going to. I mean, look what happened with the January 6th, you know, people that are still in jail, solitary confinement for years. I mean, it's disgusting what has happened in our country.
And there's nobody yelling about that. Think about what an affront to civil liberties it is.
Exactly.
To take people, and these are people that it's one thing if you were, you know, a leader of you know, a violent deal. There are probably 100 people that were involved in that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they should get punished. There's no doubt about it. And other people ought to get slaps on the wrist if they were trespassing and did anything that was malicious. Mm-hmm. But to put somebody in jail for 2.5 years and they're not, they really didn't do much.
Yeah.
I just think this is wrong. When, mm-hmm. think about this. When 5,000 people were rounded up by the D.C. police during the 70 or 71 May Day riots.
Mm-hmm.
They put everybody in a pen at RFK Stadium.
Right.
And my client, Mark Felt, was aghast. He was just mortified mm-hmm. that people would get thrown in jail for what appeared to be free speech activities.
Exactly.
And overblown. And finally, those people got released. Most mm-hmm. of them got released. It's anathema to America.
Exactly.
Now look at these people. They're still in jail, and they're still hunting people down. I get reports from people that their relatives or son in some part of the country is still being hounded by FBI yeah. agents who want to know where they were. We've got a train, plane ticket for you being in D.C. We think your cell phone shows this and that. Where were you? Were you in there?
Exactly. John, I'll tell you, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show and putting this all in perspective and helping us realize that not much has changed. If anything, it's only gotten worse, right?
It's gotten much worse. It's gotten much worse.
Without a doubt. John O'Connor, he's Deep Throat's lawyer, author of the book Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. John O'Connor, thank you very much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bill, great talking to you.
You got it. Our thanks to John O'Connor. And for more information and to be a part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God and to save our country, go to BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go and be blessed and be a blessing. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad.
to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Honorary.